And it's been a very, very good year for us personally. We've had three new grandbabies. Two or three, I can't remember which. So three. One of them wasn't due till January, but we're just really thankful. The church is blessed. We're blessed. I'm just thankful that what we're able to do out of this church to help those in the Carolinas that were devastated by the hurricanes. And I look back and what we've done for Israel and what we've done in Brazil and just around the world. It's an honor to pastor a church like this and to have faithful people serving a faithful God. But I want to talk about personal inventory this morning because Wednesday begins a new year, the year 2025. And ready or not, here it comes. And I'm going to have to get used to writing 2025 on my checks, you know. But today would be a good time to take personal inventory of last year and to see if any changes should be made in our lives to start out the new year. Wouldn't that be a good time? A new year represents new beginnings. Come on. And I will tell you this, change is very necessary for spiritual growth. It's necessary. We have to change. Businesses have to change each year in order to be productive. They do a profit and loss statement to find out what worked and what didn't work. And in order to be successful, they must be willing to make the necessary changes for their business to be better this upcoming year. And as people of God, we must take end of the year inventory of our lives as well. And listen, we need to be willing to make the changes necessary if we're going to have a better year. Come on, help me out just a little bit. History will always repeat itself unless there's change. Always. If you had a bad attitude this past year, and some of you have, amen, and you don't make up your mind to change, you're probably going to have a worse attitude this year. Nobody here, I'm talking about those watching by live stream, all right? And I know some of you have because I know some of you, right? I like to watch Gunsmoke. It's probably one of my favorite shows. And Matt Dillon said, I went to bed feeling mean and woke up feeling meaner. Well, that's because he went to bed thinking on the wrong things, right? He allowed his circumstances to determine his attitude. Do not allow your circumstances to determine your attitude or you'll be in a mess. You'll be up one day and you'll be down the next. In other words, don't allow history to determine your destiny. Amen? Think about that. Life as a believer isn't about where we've been, but it's about where we're going. And I don't know about you, but I just like the song, I want to get closer to Him this year. Come on. More close to Him than I've ever been to Him in the past 45 and a half years. Amen. And we have the power through the Holy Spirit to help change our failures into successes and our mistakes into victories. And this is a new year coming up. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus, and we need to make some changes. And when we do our part, God will do His part. So many times we're asking God to do this and God to do that, and He's saying, hey, I'm waiting for you to make the first move. You do your part, and then He'll do His part. Amen. I do a little bit of studying here and there on successful people, and because I obviously the Word of God is a success story, it will tell you how to be successful. But successful people, most of them have succeeded because of their failures. Can I say that again? Many successful people in life has succeeded because of their failures, and instead of accepting defeat when they fail, they change their strategy and then they try again harder. Amen? And I know that change will get you out of your comfort zone, but how many knows that we need to get out of our comfort zone? Come on, especially this upcoming year. The reason many people fail to change, and I've heard so many people every year, oh, I'm going to make my New Year's resolution. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. And I hear it all the time. And I've had a couple different people tell me every year, oh, Pastor, I'm going to lose some weight this year. And I see them today, and they might have gained a little bit. Come on, help me out. Help me, come on, help me. Now I'm talking about me, okay? I've been working out for the past 10 years and never started yet, yeah, so I've got everything in the basement ready to go, my heavy bag and my Bowflex, and I looked at Terry Coons. I said, man, how about just being my heavy bag for a while this year? Man, I was just, you know, he's a big man. And I know his stomach's got to be hard for all them kids he has to fight every day. All them boys. Could you imagine raising those? Could you imagine feeding those boys? Praise God. It takes faith, doesn't it? Amen? Amen. But seriously, businessmen have become millionaires by selling diet pills and energy drinks because exercise takes effort, pain, and commitment. Thank you for them two amens and that one yep. Hallelujah, praise God. Seriously. Everybody wants to take the easy way out. They'd rather take a pill, amen? And then they glorify this medication and they sing. And we lost weight. And all the side effects. It says, when you take this medicine, if you feel like committing suicide, call your personal doctor. You can't even get in the emergency room letting them get a hold of a personal doctor. Come on, help me out a little bit. Come on. I really believe that a lot of illnesses can be controlled by exercise and diet. No, seriously, I did the past, not this year, but the past couple of years, I walked 4 miles a day on Willow Grove Road and almost got run over several times, got attacked by a dog twice. And so I'm going to change my strategy a little bit this year and maybe get on the treadmill or something. But let me just say this. Sometimes in life, if there's no pain, there's no gain. Sometimes in life, if there's no pain, there's no gain. I was in the 82nd Airborne Division many, many years ago and Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And I hope Trump keeps his word and changes it back to Fort Bragg. Come on. These liberals are trying to change everything. And we had one thing we said, no pain, no gain. And boy, did they put us through pain, but it was good for us. Amen. The psalmist said this in the Psalms about the God-fearing man, Psalms 1, in the first three verses. She got it up here. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Be careful who you take counsel from this upcoming year. Or stands in the way of sinners, or sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the word of the Lord. And his word does he meditate in day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That means he has to do something. Amen? If you don't want any changes next year, just don't do anything. Amen? If you want the same thing that you went through last year, just don't do anything. But I'm telling you, every one of us, there are certain changes that come on that we need to make in our life, and starting with me. Amen? Amen. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. He has to do something. Listen, we have to do something in order to make the proper changes to prosper. I love Deuteronomy 28:8. She's got it up there. The Lord shall command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all that you set your hand to, and he shall bless the land which the Lord thy God shall give you. In other words, he'll bless everything you set your hand to, but you've got to set your hand to something. It's called capitalism. Help me out a little bit. It's called work. It's okay to break the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not sweat. It's okay. Sweat is good. I've seen a lot of people, man, and especially Bible college many, many, many years ago. Oh, these guys were going to reach the world, and they're going to do all this other stuff. And here's what I told them. I said, don't show me your inspiration until I see your perspiration. Come on. Don't show me your inspiration until I see your perspiration. Do something. Just be quiet and get it done. That's what I love about my wife. Man, a good wife will keep a good man straight, right? She never tells me what I want to hear. Never. I was bragging on myself yesterday. I said, honey, I got up this morning and took down all the tables from Christmas, took out all the trash, cleaned the kitchen. She goes, well, you don't have to talk about it. Just do it. Okay. She goes, I do it every day. What's a big deal? Well, it was a big deal to me, praise God. It's the truth, man. And I still took her out to eat, praise God. Listen closely, though, very seriously. I'm trying to be nice today as much as I can. And so if there's something in your past that's been dragging you down, you need to be willing to let it go. especially if someone has offended you. Amen? Don't allow your ex to keep you in bondage this year. That's why they're called ex. All my exes live in Texas, so I don't have to worry about all that. Amen? We did live in Texas for 9 years, but no, I married my second wife first, so I wouldn't have to go through all that stuff. Amen? But you'd be surprised at the people that are still letting, you know, their past drag them down. I like the prophet Isaiah, what he wrote over 700 years before Jesus was born. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Look what it says. Don't remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. I'm talking about the things that have been dragging you down and hindering you. You don't need to carry that stuff into the new year with you. When that ball drops in New York, whenever it drops, listen, you should start out the new year free. Come on, spirit, soul, and body. And then Isaiah says, when you forget about all that garbage and stop hanging on to that stuff that's been dragging you down, he said, I'm going to do a new thing. He said, now I'm going to do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Look here. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God will make a way for you. He has plans to prosper you. It's just like Jimmy and Ashley have been believing for a certain amount of money for a roof. Thousands of dollars, actually. I went to the Lord about it. And they don't know this, but I went to the Lord about it. And Lord, do you want me to help them with that roof? Do you want me to pay half of the roof? What do you know, I know they're believing you. They're tithers, they're givers. And the Lord said, nope, I got to take care of it. So now when God did it, come on, from an unexpected source, come on, give the Lord a hand. Listen now, hallelujah, come on. God will make a way for you where there is no way. For years, I kept talking about if you honor God in your finances, He'll honor you. For years, I said behind this pulpit that God has ways to prosper you that you don't even know about yet. And all of a sudden, XTO came to town. And some of you started getting gas leases. And some of you started getting blessed. And some of you started honoring God with your money. Let me just say this. It's not going to stop right there. Come on. I believe 2025 is going to be the best year for God's people. But we need to keep ourselves in a position to be blessed. We need to keep ourselves in a position to be blessed. We need to do what the Word of God says to do. If anyone had a past that hindered them, it was the Apostle Paul. We know his name was Saul. We know that he killed Christians. He put Christians in prison. He was there when Stephen was stoned to death, one of the first deacons, stoned to death. And the Bible says Paul consented to his death. He was on the road to Damascus. He had papers. He was going there to arrest Christians and put them in jail. But thank God, God changed his life. And I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter about anybody's past. God can change them. Come on. God has the power to change them. And everywhere he went, the Holy Ghost said, listen, where you're going to go here, there's going to be problems. When you go to this town, you're going to be persecuted. He lived a total life of persecution. But look what he said in Philippians 3:13. She's got it up there right now. Brethren, he said, I'm not telling you that I've apprehended. I'm not telling you that I've arrived. But this one thing I do. This is one thing that every one of us have to do before this new year comes in, huh? Forgetting those things which are behind. That's why we celebrate a new year. And reaching forth to those things which are before. Amen? So I believe that some of you are going to put some of these hindrances in your past. We're going to put them to rest today. And you're going to walk out here free. Come on. Free and forgiving those who have messed you around. You know, some of you know. I know that this message is for somebody this morning. Come on. Help me out just a little bit. He said, I made up my mind. Paul said, this one thing. Listen, if you're going to change this coming year, you need to make up your mind today. Make up your mind today. Make a quality decision that you want to change. Amen. Paul said, I'm making up my mind to do this one thing. And this is where change starts, by making up your mind that you're going to change the things that need to be changed in your life. And I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care how faithful you are. There's always something, come on, that can be changed. Come on. And for every one of us. Why? Because we're human beings. If you're walking that close to God that you don't need change in any area of your life, would you please come lay hands on me after church, please? You know why? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, haven't we? We've all missed the boat. They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. It's not going to happen. Things are not going to change for you next year unless you make up your mind today, listen, that you're going to do it God's way. I believe the theme song in hell, I did it my way. We need to do it God's way. Come on. I said we need to do it God's way. Listen, this book called The Word of God, is designed to change your life. The Bible says these things were written in here as examples for us. So if you want to be successful, do the things it says to do to be successful. And if you want to fail, it'll show you men of God and women of God that failed. Don't do that stuff. Listen, it's amazing to me that the most important thing that we have in our life is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, and how little bit of time people actually spend in there. That's why I'm glad for Joe Ritter, man. He sends me the Word each and every day. Come on, Joe, I'm telling you. If you can make his Bible study, it's only at 9:15 on Sunday morning. We'll let you know when we get the books in. If you can make that, it's going to be worth sitting in there for. You'll learn some things. Amen? You'll grow some things. Iron sharpens iron. Amen. Amen. Some of you watching, it's here this morning, watching by live stream, need to make up your mind this morning. Listen closely. That you are going to put worry and fear behind you once and for all. Hello? Why? Because worry and fear will open you up for depression. It will open you up for anxiety. It will open you up to all kind of physical ailments. Amen? Worry is interest paid on trouble that usually never happens. That's the truth. We need to put that behind us. I love 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. When we say someone has passed away, that means they're gone. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. So why do you keep on bringing it up and bringing it up in your life, that worry and that fear, worrying about this and worrying about that? Amen? Amen. Need to die to that thing today. Need to die to your past. And you can only do this in Christ. Amen? And therefore, if any man be in Christ, God will help you. Listen, if you mean business with God, he'll mean business with you. I've been in this too long to tell you otherwise. I've seen so many people, man, come here and mean business with God, and their life was a wreck. And you see them today, they're so blessed because they listen to the Word, and they're thankful for the Word. And they come hearing the Word of God, and they do what they hear. And when they do what they hear, God continues to bless them. Amen? Amen. You must bury the fear and worry you've been carrying around. Some of you are pros in worrying, I'm telling you. 97% of what people worry about is not much more than a fearful mind punishing you with exaggerations and misconceptions, things that never even going to happen. People worry about how they look, what they eat. Come on. They do. They worry about every little thing. Do I look okay? Do I look okay? Yeah, just let's go. Get in the car. Who cares? Some of you are laughing. Does that happen around your place? You ready? I'll be ready in 5 minutes. You said that an hour ago. Hello? Boy, I'm glad she's gone up. I'll be in big, big, big. No, but you know, we all do that, right? Amen? Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. And I love this passage of Scripture. Verse 23 and 24, very simple. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, we're talking about getting rid of this worry and fear. Okay, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's our responsibility right there, to keep our mind renewed to the Word of God and do what the Word of God says. Do you know what being led by the Spirit is? Is making your flesh do what the Bible says to do when you don't want to do it. It's making your flesh do what the Word of God says to do when you don't want to do it. That's being controlled by the Spirit of God. And Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If you don't do anything with your mind and renew it to the Word of God, then you're going to find yourself acting like the world, looking like the world, living like the world. All you've got to do is nothing. Somebody said, well, man, that person committed adultery. I ran off with another woman. I thought they were Spirit-filled. I said, they weren't filled with the Spirit that day. Hello? You know what they did? They willingly chose to go against what the Spirit of God was telling them, and it cost them dearly. It cost them dearly. Listen, we have an adversary, and he's out. Listen, I'm not giving him any credit, but he's a worthy opponent, huh? That's right. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy. And that's why we have to keep our mind renewed with the Word of God. Come on, help me out. We need to read our Bible. Come on. Do what it says. And this will stop the worrying. Start the new year as a new creature in Christ. Because the changes, listen closely, that you decide to make this morning will help to determine the destiny of the rest of this year and possibly the rest of your life. Decide this morning you're going to take control over your mind and get rid of that fear this upcoming year. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Come on, help me out a little bit. The only way you can keep that sound mind is through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. The things we went through in 2024 are history. The decisions we make for 2025 will determine our destiny. If you obey the Bible and start out the new year by doing what it says to do, you are guaranteed to have a blessed 2025. Come on, help me out a little bit. If you'll do what it says, regardless of where your walk is with the Lord, we all need to obey Psalm 55:22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he'll sustain you. Amen. The word cast here means to throw. We need to throw them off, them burdens, as fast as they come on us. We need to throw them back off of us. Come on. We have to. Amen. Then we give God the opportunity to sustain us when we do that. And the Hebrew word for sustain here, I love it. It covers every area of your life. It means bear you up. It means to feed you, to guide you, to hold you, to nourish you, make provision for you, provide sustenance for you, to abide with you. Man, it covers it all. But we've got to do our part first. He can't sustain you if you're worried about every little thing that happens. Come on now. Man, you ought to be blessed going into the new year knowing that we've got a new administration taking over in the White House. You ought to be blessed. And you know what? That just didn't happen by happenstance. Just like the angel troubled the water in the Old Testament or New Testament, where there was a man laying there and the angel come down once a year and troubled the water and the first one in got healed. Well, listen, I believe the angel stirred up the water and had people go out and do their part. Come on. And that's why I believe we're going to have a better year this year. Thank God, because we were headed in the wrong direction. If we would started out the new year, and I'm sorry, it's just the truth. If we would have started out this year with Kamala Harris taking over, in 4 years we'd be another Venezuela. Our country would be bankrupt. But thank God, listen, thank God that God moved and we moved. And come on, and everything's going to be better. We're never going to live in a perfect world, but thank God I believe it's going to be better. And it's not time to celebrate. It's time to get off our laurels and do something. Come on, with the time that God has given us. Amen. Amen. Free of burdens. Some of you need to attack worry and fear like Ralphie attacked that bully on the Christmas story. Did you ever see? Man, we turned that on the other day, and right there was my favorite part. That bully was picking on Ralphie. And all of a sudden, Ralphie just took off to him, got him down, and just beat the snot right out of him. Hallelujah. That's what you need to do. Come on, to worry and fear this year. Get it away. Deal with it today. Deal with it today. Amen. Deal with it today. I love Isaiah 41:10. Here's another promise from God. Fear not, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. What more can you ask for here? Come on. Come on. That's a promise from God. And you need to take it literally today and apply it to your life for this upcoming year. Amen. Fear not. Be not dismayed. I'm your God. And maybe that's the problem because we don't really know God personally. But I believe this year we can know Him better than we did last year. Come on. But to know Him better, you're going to have to spend more time with Him. You know how you get to know? I mean, I know my wife very well. She knows me very well. We've been together close to 50 years. But you know, I know God better than I know her. I really do. I've spent hours and hours and hours. And I plan on spending more hours in His presence. Come on, this upcoming year. Paul said that I may know Him. And the power of His resurrection. Don't you want to walk in more power this upcoming year? Don't you want to be blessed this upcoming year? Then do what the Bible says to do. What a promise from God. You know what we all need to do this year? We need to put our hand to the plow and not look back. We need to put our hand to the plow, go forward, and put this year behind us and not look back. I was thinking about Elisha in the Old Testament. And he was called to serve the prophet Elijah. See, Elisha is a type of the church, and Elijah is a type of Christ. See, Elijah went up into heaven, and then Elisha took the mantle and did twice the miracles that he did. Amen? I mean, in Acts chapter 1, Jesus went up. Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came down and empowered the church. And we need to have that more power this year. Come on, we need to expect that power to work. But so Elijah was out there plowing in the field. He had 12 yoke of oxen, and Elisha was, and the prophet Elijah come by. And I want to just show you here quickly in 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. So he departed, and he found Elisha. Elijah did. He found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him, cast his mantle on him, which signified he was to serve God, serve the prophet. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I'm going to follow you." And he said, "Go back again." He said, "I haven't told you you couldn't do that." So look at verse 21, very important. He returned back from him, took a yoke of oxen and killed them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen. That was the plow and everything else. He took the plow, he burnt the plow, boiled water, boiled the ox, and then he took it and gave the people, and they did eat. And then he went after Elijah and ministered unto him. What did he do? He burnt the plow and boiled the axe, signifying that he would not turn back to his old lifestyle. Some of you need to boil the ox that you've been plowing behind this past year. Come on, help me out a little bit. You need to get rid of that. You need to boil it. You know, I'm going to say something, and it's very serious. It would be sad to get older and never reach your potential because you have refused to let go of the things that have been hindering you for years. It would be sad to get old and have regrets because you refuse to do what God said to do and put some of that stuff behind you. You know, I'm not old yet. I thought I was till I met Ruth Milliken, praise God. And some of you that have her phone number, would you please call her? You know, Tuesday's her 98th birthday. Call her and encourage her. Would you do that? Amen. My wife and I is going over today and spend some time with her, Lord willing. And man, what an encouragement. What an encouragement. Man, that just, it encourages us. Amen. Encourages us. It's so good. Amen. Hebrews 12:1 says this. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. These are those that have gone on before us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen? We need to do that this morning. We need to lay aside everything. Come on. Everything that's been hindering us. Amen? Everything. Don't drag them into the new year with you. You don't have to. When you pass from this year to the next, listen, you'll never have to pass through alone because the Holy Ghost is with you. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Go back to Isaiah for me. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. Now says the Lord that created you, O Jacob, he that formed you, O Israel. Here we go. Fear not. Why? I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you go through the rivers, I'll be with you. They'll not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Come on, that's a promise to every one of God's people today. That's a promise from God. Go into the new year expecting him to be with you. I like what he said here. He said, when you pass through, we're just passing through. We are all just passing through. We're not here to stay. One of my favorite passages of Scripture, it came to pass. Didn't come to stay. Amen? The things that you are going through are momentary and they're temporary. It might seem heavy, but compared to where we are going, listen, it's light according to the Word of God. Stop glorifying the bad times that you're going through. Stop talking about them. Stop talking about how bad you've had it and what you're going through and what so-and-so did and what am I going to do? We're showing you today by the through the Word of God what you can do. Come on, give the Lord a hand. We're doing our best. We're doing our best. You know, every year there are certain things that I do. And I'm not bragging to you about this. It's just certain things I have to do. Number one, I'm your pastor. I'm held accountable to God. And one of the things I do, when Debbie sends me my tax receipt for the end of the year, I want to make sure I didn't rob God this past. I want to make sure that I tithe on everything I brought in. I mean, that's something personal that I do to God because he said it's said in his word. And then there's other things I go to the Lord. I take inventory. And I go through my office and I clean it out. And then I seek God because, listen, the days are short. We're just passing through. Come on. We're passing through. And it's important that we want to do what God has called us to do. Come on. While we're here, come on. To walk in his blessings. Come on. Walk in his healing. Walk in his joy. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Is that what I got up there, Ash? Look at this. For this light affliction, don't think it's bad what you're going through, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we don't look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, the spiritual, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. What you're going through, you might have had a bad year, but listen, it's light and it's temporary. Come on. Look how quickly that year went. Look how quickly, just boom. All of a sudden, man, boom, here. It's October. All of a sudden, it's Thanksgiving. All of a sudden, it's Christmas. And now Wednesday going to be the new year. Look how fast time is. So it's very important, come on, that we seek God. Come on. Change what happened last year for the better. Because like I said earlier in my message, life as a believer, it's not about where we've been, but it's about where we are going. And what we're going through right now is temporary. Amen. Where we're going to is eternal. And that's why we don't need to listen to the statistics. We need to listen to the scriptures. Too many people listen to the statistics instead of the scriptures. Men over 40, get ready. Men over 50, you're going to get this. I mean, I'm almost 70. I ain't got none of that stuff. I ain't believing. Come on. I said, that's not me. That's not me. I'm not one of them. That's not me. Every time I hear that on commercial, that's not me. That's not me. That's not going to be me. I'm not going to run to the, oh my God, oh, I better go have this checked out. What if I catch it? What if I get that? Then you're going to be like Job. You know what Job said? He said, the thing I greatly feared has come upon me. See, fear will activate the power of the enemy like faith will activate the power of God. So don't go into this new year worrying about anything. Come on. Nothing. Amen. Nothing. Nothing. Don't listen to the statistics. Listen to the scriptures. Don't listen to all the negativity on the Facebook, on social media. It's all fake news. It's all fake news. Don't focus on what you're going through. Stay focused on where you're going to. Amen? And you do that by staying focused on the Word of God. I've said this years ago. Dusty Bibles lead to dirty lives. Dusty Bibles lead to dirty lives. I'm just wondering how many parents read Scripture to their kids before they go to bed at night. Boy, no amens. I better change the subject. But you know what? That word of God that you speak over your kids and you read with your kids, listen, it'll be life. It'll get in their spirit. Do you know that these babies are so, they're smarter than what you think. They know in their spirit. You know, our grandbaby Trace is a little over a year old, and now his brother Tyson's at the house, was just born, and Trace will not look at him. He won't. Hey, look at your brother. He knows. He sees mama nursing. He sees that. He's mad. And we got to keep him separate because he's like a beast. All he's got to do is grab that little baby and he's done. So I'm working on him. I'm saying, that's your brother. You're supposed to love him. He goes, and he's 1 year old. Amen. It's hilarious, actually. But don't be lazy this upcoming year, seriously. Roll up your sleeves and dig in. I thought about the old prospectors, and a lot of them died young. But the old prospectors, they would dig day and night. They would dig day and night for days and years until they discovered gold. You know why? Because they knew once they discovered that gold, it was going to change the course of their life for the better forever. And the psalmist said in Psalms that the word is more precious than gold. Psalm 19 and 10, look what it says here. More to be desired are they than gold, the word of God. More are they to be desired than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. You have right here something that's more valuable than money can buy right here. Come on, money can't buy this. And if you'll do what it says this upcoming year, it will change your life forever. More to be desired are they than gold, much fine gold, sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. He's talking about God's judgments. He's talking about God's word. He wants us to bring us out of our past failures into present victories. He really does. I want to go back to Deuteronomy. It's not noon yet, and I know some of you have places to go, and I talked to somebody today. Was that your boys that's going to celebrate Christmas today? We got to get them out of here. Huh? Yeah, I recognized him in there, and I said, asked him what his name was, and he told me, I said, oh, you're Katie's boy. Yeah. I said, you've been to my house. He goes, yeah. I got in trouble because how much candy did I give him? Oh, I got in big trouble. That's all right. You know, I thought about it, too. Before they leave, I got a bag of candy. I better not do it, right? Huh? Katie, they'll be so wound up. But I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 23 through 25. This is so relevant for today. He brought us out from there that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these things, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. Think about that. That's so relevant for us today. Just like he brought the children of Israel out of bondage of Egypt, he brought us out from under the power of darkness, come on, to do what he said to do so he can, come on, for our good, so he can bless us. He brought us out to bring us in. I love Colossians 1, 12 and 13. Look what it says. Giving thanks to the Father which made us worthy to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us, past tense, from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Every one of you that are born again, man, he brought you out of that mess. He brought you out of that garbage. He brought you out of that bondage to bring you in, listen, to a better life, to a life of blessing. Come on, but we have to do it his way. Come on, give him a hand. That's the way he wants to do it. And when we take inventory of our personal lives and make the adjustments needed, listen, we can expect God to keep his word and to bless us this upcoming year. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. Now let me just say this. I really do believe in my heart that some of you are going to make some changes. I believe that. But when he does, and when he blesses you, always remember this. Don't get so caught up in the blessing of the Lord that you forget about the Lord of the blessing. Come on. Don't get so caught up in the blessing of the Lord that you forget about the Lord of the blessing. God's blessed me tremendously in every area of my life. But I realize I'm blessed to be a blessing. And I'm always looking for places to sow. And we'll get into that later. I don't want to make you think I'm bragging about anything here. But just don't forget about the Lord. I've seen it happen. I've seen people where they come to church, God blessed them in every area of their life, and then you don't see them again. Go back to Deuteronomy with me, chapter 6, verse 10 through 12. This is very important. Because God's going to bless some of you because you're going to make changes. And it shall be, when the Lord God shall have brought you to the land which he swore your fathers to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them great and goodly cities, which they didn't build, and houses full of good things, all good things, which you didn't fill, wells dig, which you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees, which you didn't plant. And when you shall have eaten and be full, in other words, when God blesses your socks off, verse 12, then be aware, lest you forget the Lord, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from out of the house of bondage. Don't forget God. Come on, help me out a little bit. When he blesses you, don't forget him. This is a warning not to forget God, because every good and perfect gift comes from God above. Amen. Amen. And don't forget this too. He's the one that's given you the ability to obtain wealth. It's not you, it's him in you. Always give him glory. I love Deuteronomy. I can stay here all day, but I won't. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 through 19. And you say in your own heart, my power and my might has given me this wealth. It's me. No. Then you shall remember the Lord your God. For it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if you do it all, forget the Lord your God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Isn't that fair, though? I mean, you know, God wants us to remember him. He wants us to give him credit. He wants us to give him the glory. Come on, give the Lord glory for everything he's done. Don't ever take credit for something God has given you the ability or the talent to do. Keep praising him this upcoming year. Keep giving him the glory. He's already provided for everything you're ever going to need this upcoming year. We just need to keep ourselves in position to receive it by doing what God's word says. Maintain an attitude of faith. Realize who's living on the inside of you and the person of the Holy Spirit. Make the proper changes in your heart this morning. And let me just say this. How many knows that repentance is a good thing? Come on. Repentance is a good thing. And David, I'm going to read Psalm 51. Just want to read this real quick. This is a prayer that David prayed to God, and I think it's feasible for us starting out the new year. Here was his prayer. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a right spirit. In other words, change my attitude. Don't cast me away from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. I know I've messed up. It's what David's saying. And then he says here, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your Spirit. And then I'll teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. What an awesome prayer to start the new year out with, eh? The prayer that came from the heart of David. Verse 12, he said, after that he said, please restore to me the joy of my salvation. Do you know God is in the restoration business? Come on. He can restore. You might have lost your joy this past year, but it can be restored this upcoming year. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And always remember this. Listen, joy is a part of your covenant with God. You can start out the new year with joy, Holy Ghost joy. Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, which we all celebrate with, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You can get back your joy, come on, this upcoming year if you really want to. I love it. You know why I know that can happen? I know some of you have been through some horrible stuff. I know what it's like to go through horrible stuff. I know what it's like to be on the bottom so far that the only way to go is back up. I understand that. But Jesus said we can have joy. The Word of God says we can. John 15:11, this is what Jesus said. These things I've spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. I got to get some of this holy water real quick. Amen. Let me read that again. He said, these things I've spoken unto you, I told you what to do for a reason. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now look what he said in, come on, chapter 16, verse 24. He said, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. He wants you to be full of joy. Some of you walk in looking so sad, and I know that what you've been through, some of you. But you can get out of it. You can walk out of it. John 17:13, when Jesus prayed to God before he left this planet, he had a good talk to his Father, and it was recorded. John listened to everything he said. And here's what he said. And now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Amen. It's a season of joy. Amen. It's his will. And all you have to do is ask him today. Really, seriously, the Holy Spirit is here present. All you've got to do is ask him. And make up your mind you're going to stay in the Word of God and stay in his presence this upcoming year. Psalm 16:11 says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. Right there. You'll show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. That's why we need to stay hooked up with God this upcoming year. Amen. One thing Paul understood, and man, he went through it. Man, he went through so much stuff. I mean, if you just look at everything he went through, he was beaten. He was beat up one time and left for dead. And the disciples stood around him and rose him from the dead. He went to the next city. He was imprisoned. He was shipwrecked. Everywhere he went, he had an attack from Satan. But he understood that he couldn't finish what God called him to do without the joy of the Lord. Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Just want you to look at Acts 20:22-24. And here's what Paul said. He said, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem. I don't know the things that's going to take place there except the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city that bonds and afflictions abide me. How would you like to live that kind of life? And you know what he said? But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear to myself. Why? That I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He said, I'm not going to allow anything to cause me to lose my joy. He said, I'm going to finish my course with joy. One more scripture I want to give you, and we're going to close. I want to give you 1 John chapter 1 and verse 4 in the back of the book. 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. These things write we unto you that your joy may be full. Do you want to start out 2025 full of joy? Come on, change. Come on. Then make the changes. Make the changes. We're going to pray and we're going to dismiss you but the altar will be open if you need prayer. And there's some, whether here or whether watching by live stream. Thank you, Lord. Man, you know what the Bible says, but you're totally going in the wrong direction. Why? Because you yielded to your flesh. Your spirit doesn't want to do these things, but you've yielded to the flesh. And you need to make some changes this morning. Because the Holy Ghost says if you don't, you're going to lose it all. That's pretty steep. The Holy Ghost says if you don't make those changes that you know to make, you're going to lose it all. Now, you know me personally. Those of you that know me personally, I don't talk like that. That's not me. But I've got to be honest with you this morning and tell you what the Holy Ghost is saying. If you don't make the proper changes today, make them. Make up your mind that you're going to change today. Because you're out there living in sin and you know better. You know better. And you're making excuses for why you're doing it. And there's no excuse. And the Lord says, listen, if you'll return to Him, He'll return to you. That's the way God is this morning. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to praise You. I want to thank You that we have the Word of God. Hallelujah. That it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And You said to preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And Lord, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give us Your Word. And I just ask in the name of Jesus this morning for the power of the Holy Spirit to change. Some of us are just some small things we need to change. Some of us are big things that need to be. Lord, we all need some kind of change to enter into this new year with. So give us the power to do it. And the strength to do it, and also the willpower to do it. And we give You the praise, and we give You all the glory. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Give the Lord a hand that You came this morning. Amen. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Amen. You need prayer, get a hold of us this week.